One born in South Wingate, another born in Kent. Their lives forever intertwined by bravery and lament. Thomas raised on coal and grit, Philip Brown on paper and ink. But one dark and foggy even to a hell they both would sink. Thomas was blessed with 7 kids
and 7 more to come.
But when the war came calling, he swapped a coal pick for a gun. His wife was Isabella, all of a Roman Catholic faith. No doubt she often prayed to keep her husband safe. A brotherhood found in the DLI, men chiseled from the same black stone. They held belief and common ground, for friendship can be a home. The training itself was brutal, badly conceived and planned, though it served as preparation to survive in no man's land. In France, the battalion prepared for the horror that was to come. Though few men knew of the trenches where so much blood would run. Their lieutenant was Philip Brown, of courtesy and much cheer. His observer, Thomas Kenny, who forever would be near. But that fateful night in November soon came knocking at their door. As both men trudged along the trench's sodden floor, a wiring party they'd gone to find. But the night was dark and bleak. Duplicity crept at every turn, a wretched game of hide and seek. Fog rolled in like dragon's breath, deceiving the mind and eyes. Every sound and hazy shadow whispered with treacherous lies. They could only hope for a sign or familiar ground. But the rattle and thunder of gunfire was to be the only sound. Philip got the brunt of it, both legs now destroyed, as they fell into an unknown hell, into the devil's void. Bullets whistle their tune of death as Thomas held his friend, hoisting him up upon his back. This is not how we shall end. Through freezing mud, barbed wire and fire, he dragged his brother of war. Despite the cries of "leave me here," only bravery came to the fore. Soaked, exhausted and freezing, a familiar ditch was found. They fell into its open mouth, no longer on hostile ground. Thomas comforted Philip, trawled the trenches in hope of help. He'd done all that he could. Perhaps when receiving his medal with Victoria Cross in hand, beside him stood Oak Brown, making one last gallant stand. On leaving Buckingham Palace, Philip's mother stood in wait. It was a friendship that would last until she walked through heaven's gate.